Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I recently did the 999 challenge. You guys know what that is? Yeah, it's when you go to a baseball game, you have 9 innings to finish 9 beers and 9 hot dogs. That's not the real challenge. The real challenge is not puking in the Uber home. Yeah, here's a plot twist for you. I didn't puke. My wife puked. Yeah, because I f***ed my pants, so,
Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. Kapow! It's the wake-up call. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin.
Was that David Cross?
No, I don't know who that was. Oh. Let me see who that was, because that was a well-crafted joke.
I was going to tell our David Cross story.
Rob Stant. I don't know who that is, but that was a well-crafted joke. That misdirection at the end, that was great. Especially, listen, it has to be said, congratulations to the Dodgers. I know.
What happened?
Did they win? To the World Series.
Oh, that's fine.
I got to tell you. I didn't know it was baseball season.
Oh, yeah. The playoffs are right now. I actually watched the series with the Phillies. That was disappointing.
You watched baseball?
I will watch it if the Phillies are doing really well.
I see.
If the Phillies are not doing well. Did the Dodgers just win, or are they going to the World Series?
Kevin, you're our sports analyst.
I don't watch baseball. Wow. They just run around in a triangle.
He's a real...
Let's see. Postseason 2005.
Oh, no. They're not going. Not yet. But they won last night.
Yeah. Now they have to go against, it's like a baseball mitt with a baseball in the middle.
It's the Brewers.
Brewers, yes.
Yeah.
Dodgers versus Brewers.
You're a big Brewers fan?
And then the S with the compass and the bird.
There you go.
What's the S with the compass?
Is it Seattle?
Seattle Mariners.
Yes.
The Mariners?
So...
Yeah. Okay, no, they just won. Okay, so they just won. As I was saying, I was talking to my dad this morning, and I'm so glad
he's answering the phone.
Me
again.
Too, because the last couple days he was not. He was sending me to voicemail, so it's like, at least I know you're alive.
sending you you to voicemail to do what?
I don't know. It would ring once and then go to his voicemail. And then it was like, okay. Well.
I can only assume his voicemail's been full for 6 years.
Oh, it is. It's a ridiculous farce.
He absolutely does not know how to check his voicemail. And his voicemail is full of messages saying his prescriptions are ready.
Oh, 100%. 100%. They're okay. The Dodgers are in the NLCS. That's what it was. Okay. So my dad, he was the one. He's like, yeah, Dodgers are going to the World Series. I go, really? Okay. Well, I didn't see the game, but okay.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And we are talking to Gabe this morning. Good morning, Gabe. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay.
Great. You obviously went on a first date with a girl named Avery, and you had a really good time, but it did not lead to a second date, and you don't know why. So that's why we're here. That's why the second date update exists. So first of all, how did you guys meet?
We met on one of the apps, and I think we connected pretty well. We were chatting for a bit, went on a date, had a good time. I felt like we connected pretty well, and I was actually really surprised to not hear from her.
Where did you go?
Oh, we just went out for a drink. Nothing really fancy. Just somewhere we could get a drink and talk.
I mean, that's perfect first date.
I think so, too.
You don't have to go too crazy.
Felt like it was a good conversation. It was a good vibe. I honestly thought that we were going to have another date. We were talking about our goals, our values. And, I just thought it was a good match, to be honest.
Okay. Well, we have Avery on hold, so we're going to talk to her. You'll be able to hear our conversation, but we won't be able to hear you. We'll try to get to the bottom of it, and we'll discuss it. Whatever she says, maybe we can get a second date for you, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Gabe's now on hold. Let's talk to Avery. Good morning, Avery.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So we just got done talking to Gabe, and you went on a first date with him, and he had a really good time and didn't have anything that he thought would lend itself to not wanting a second date. But he hasn't heard from you. Is there a reason why, or is this an accident?
Yeah, no, there's a reason why.
Okay. Tell us what happened. What is it about Gabe that makes you not want a second date?
This is, I hate saying this. So to be completely honest, he talked at length about how he's in therapy. And honestly, that's just a huge red flag to me. Him being
in therapy is a red flag?
Yeah, totally. You know, to me, it just means he's got a bunch of issues, you know, or got a bunch of baggage or whatever it is. You know, there's a reason he's in therapy. So
is this exclusive to men, or do you think it's a red flag if anybody's in therapy?
I think if anyone's in therapy.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? But everybody has issues. So why not? What's your problem with people trying to resolve their issues?
I just don't think that talk therapy works. You know, I know a lot of people who are in therapy who are absolute, you know, horrible people. And it's like, okay, well, so did therapy actually accomplish anything, or are you just...
All right, hold on. Let's get Gabe. I feel like Gabe should be part of this conversation. Gabe, you're back on with us now. What is your reaction to what she's saying?
Wow. I have never, ever, ever heard that ever.
Yeah.
Really?
That is.
Yeah.
Usually it's the opposite.
I mean, Avery, I do feel kind of bad because you're going to get a little ganged up on here. Obviously, all three of us are therapy girlies, but I mean. Yeah, go ahead, Gabe.
Yeah. Well, one thing I just want to say is, like, you know, that is one of the biggest barriers to men going to therapy, is that kind of toxic masculinity narrative that, you know, oh, you should be able to figure out your own problems. Like, I think, honestly,
I don't think it's men. I think it's anyone.
Well, I think everybody could benefit from a little therapy. And, like, honestly, one thing that has been a topic for me in my therapy as I've gone is how to be more empathetic, more understanding, and more respectful to women. And if that's like a turnoff for you, like, wow.
Yeah,
I'm
bitch.
A little heated there.
Just kidding.
Maybe you should go to therapy.
You should. I think everybody should go to therapy.
Yeah.
In almost all situations.
Well, not, she's perfect. She doesn't need that.
No, she even just said, she's like, maybe I should go to therapy.
I think she's being sarcastic.
Oh, are you being sarcastic?
I was being sarcastic.
Well, you know what? There's a red flag right there. Maybe you should work that out. All right. Well, Gabe, I'm sorry that obviously this is no match.
Yeah, I mean, I'm shocked, to be honest. And I will be discussing this with my therapist.
Yes. Yeah. Listen, you sound like a great guy. You're going to be fine.
Avery, I just have a quick question. So, like, you don't think that therapy works and okay, that's fine. It's a red flag. If you're in a relationship with somebody and there's an issue, do you talk it out with that person?
Yeah. I mean, I try to, yeah.
Would you ever do couples therapy?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, no. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, it's not our job here to push therapy on you. That's saved for BetterHelp commercials. But anyway, though, not a match. Gabe, apologize about that. I'm sorry, but it's the second date update on The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right.
My life blood.
We've got some Real Housewives news that we got to talk about. Granted, we're a little day later on this, but Wendy Acefo from Real Housewives of Potomac, her and her husband were arrested on 14 charges of insurance fraud, 7 of which are felonies.
Yeah.
Katie has all the details.
So Wendy and her husband, Eddie.
Happy Eddie.
Well, I'll get to the happy Eddie of it all. When it comes to accomplished housewives, Wendy's kind of at the tippity top. She has 4 master's degrees. She has a PhD. She is a professor at Johns Hopkins University.
Wow.
She is a political commentator on MSNBC.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Very impressive. And I think it is also worth mentioning that she is a Black woman.
Okay.
Which means she had to work twice as hard to get all of these accomplishments. She and her husband went to Jamaica and they came back and they alerted the authorities that their house had been ransacked. And that...
Was that true?
Well...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Uh-oh. They said that like tens of thousands of dollars of jewelry, bags, all these different things have been stolen because they had an insurance policy that would pay out up to $450,000. Despite how brilliant she is, she was seen on the red carpet of something, I don't know, wearing some of the jewelry that they claimed.
That what if stolen. What if facepalm?
Seriously.
Like how
now her husband Eddie, I can't remember what his job was originally. Somebody many seasons ago said, well, I think Eddie's cheating. Why? Well, because he looks too happy. Okay. Ridiculous. A ridiculous claim. So he became Happy Eddie.
Okay.
Happy Eddie started his own medical marijuana business.
Okay.
And he franchised that into 3 different states. Like, okay. These people are so accomplished. But it just goes to show you, like, that doesn't mean they're spending their money wisely.
Right.
And clearly, at some point, they needed to, like, I guess, get a payout from the insurance company.
Yeah.
And it's just going into, like, I hate when my housewives go to jail.
Was she a big housewife?
She's pretty big.
She was a big one.
Yeah, she's pretty big.
Do you want to hear Andy Cohen's response to this news?
Yeah.
That Wendy Acefo, charged with 14 counts of insurance fraud.
I found out about the charges against Wendy and Eddie Acefo on Friday morning, and There's not much that I can say. I know nothing of the charges more than you guys do, than what I've read. I'm sad about this. I'm really sad about this.
He sounds very sad. He's doing sad voice.
I think he is probably sad.
Sad Andy.
Sad Andy.
Happy Eddie. Happy and sad Andy.
Sad Andy.
Wow.
I mean, we have had many of our housewives go to jail.
Go to jail, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know there's the girl who got
there's
her DUI and Teresa.
Okay, so Teresa Giudice went to prison, not jail.
Okay.
Prison.
Well, this would be prison if Wendy Iceffo is found guilty, too. It's felonies.
So Teresa went for mortgage fraud.
Okay.
Jen Shaw went for, and she's from Salt Lake City, literally defrauding elderly people. Hers is really bad.
Oh boy.
And that's the one where the FBI rolled up on them while they were filming. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, no, but you told me about it.
Karen Huger. If I'm missing anybody, please text it. Karen, also of Potomac, spent the last year in prison because she had 4 DUIs.
Go figure, the most criminals are in D.C.
4 DUIs.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
By the way, do you know how long Wendy Iceffo is facing?
What?
70 years in prison.
Okay, well, she's not going to serve 70 years. I hate when we even play this game of, like, what she's facing.
That's
here's
the max.
Terrible.
The max is 70 years in prison.
They have 3 young kids.
How old are they?
I mean, the oldest
40s?
Has got to be, like, them?
Yeah.
The mom and dad?
Yeah.
40s.
Okay, young 40s?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
My age, probably.
That's terrible.
And they have their oldest son is probably 12.
Oh, that's awful.
And they have like a 5-year-old daughter.
Wow.
And then they have a kid in between. Like, is it worth it?
I don't know. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that these people, these housewives, would have committed these crimes if they weren't part of the reality TV show?
The only reason I would say no is because I think that there is a level. Well, Karen, clearly, by the way, we call her Curtin.
Which one is Curtin?
Curtin.
Yeah.
4 DUIs.
Okay.
Yes. A bitch be driving drunk. Okay. So I think she absolutely was.
Okay.
Right. I think the financial crimes, there is a level of keeping up with the Joneses that I do think exists. Jen Shaw, though, from Salt Lake City, I believe she had been doing this long before she was on the show.
Right, right.
So I don't know. I feel like there is another one that went away that I'm missing. Teresa, Jen.
Listen,
if you can
remember, text in.
Yeah, I need to know.
916-909-1065 or email Katie because she is always in the mood to talk housewives with literally anybody.
I would love it.
And it would lighten the load for me and Kevin.
Yeah.
1065 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So call us right now, 916-909-1065, if you have kids or even if you don't have kids, because we want to talk about what John Cena had to say. And John Cena is 48 years old and he does not have children. And he also said he doesn't plan on changing that anytime soon. He hasn't completely ruled it out, but he's pretty much ruled it out of his life. And him and his wife, by the way, his wife, totally normal person.
I didn't even know he was married.
Like a random, I think she's like an engineer or something like that. Yeah.
He seems like a great guy.
He really does.
Like an actually kind of normal, very famous person.
All the charity work that he does is really impressive. So he was asked, you know, are you ever going to have kids? And he said, probably not. And then they said, well, why don't you want to have kids? And he basically said, quote, I'll just give you a small insight into my life. I've been working straight for 43 days now, and I've got another 20 to go. So if I were to bring a life into this world that needs environmental nurture and unconditional love, I also know that that takes a lot of time. And I've been blessed with some great opportunities, and a kid would take away from those opportunities. I'd have to make a decision. And I honestly, I find that refreshing. Like, there were some people triggered. There seems to be, Katie and I have talked about this off the air, and she doesn't see this, but text in or call 916-909-1065 if you have. This, like, pithy war sometimes that goes on social media between people who, adults who have kids and adults who don't have kids. And it seems like kids or adults who don't have kids, they snipe sometimes and almost in a braggy tone, and it really triggers some parents talking to, because they talk about how much money they have and how much extra time they have, and like, oh my, like,
I'm sure all those things are true. Why would that trigger somebody?
Because it comes across as like you're provocative.
Do you don't think that the people that are responding in a negative way are they're responding that way because it's true and that bothers them?
Yes.
But why would that bother somebody?
Because why would it bother somebody?
Yeah.
To have like a lot of extra income and time on their hands?
But they don't have kids.
Right.
Okay, so in, as far as like in my opinion, because I always wanted to be a mother, that doesn't sound better to me.
But there is a lot of people, though, that like love their kids, but yeah, also feel like they lost out on a lot because they ended up having kids. So it's like two things that they really wanted. It wasn't like, I want this, so I'm okay letting this go. It was, I really want both. And they can't have both. And those are the kinds of people that snipe back. You know, I mean, I'm one of those people to a lesser extent. Text messages coming in. The people who have kids are just mad that they don't have time and money, and that the people who don't do. And that's coming from someone who had a kid. Yeah, I mean, it is. It's that's, true.
I don't.
I think you're an exception.
I guess. Like, I find so much more joy in being a mother. So if that's what somebody else does with their life, it doesn't make me feel like I'm losing something or that I have lost something because I'm a mom.
I actually like what John Cena is saying, because he's not doing it in a way that's trying to elicit a fight with people or provoke them. He's just saying, like, for me, like, I know being a parent requires a ton of work, and there's no way that I'd ever be able to give that kind of work. Somebody said, I agree with Katie. If that's what you want, that's great for either option. There's another text message. I and many other childless people do a lot of charity work and support people that you can't help. I get that. I understand that. It's not the same.
I don't know that one is better than the other, though. It doesn't mean that, like, I mean, perhaps if you're a parent, in the same way that, like, your animal becomes a pet when you become a parent.
Right.
Like, maybe if you're a parent, you lose the opportunity to have like love and empathy for things that aren't your kids.
Cheyenne, good morning.
Good morning. So I'm kind of with Katie. I mean, I had kids and that was my choice, but it doesn't really matter. I'm not jealous of somebody else because I don't have time to be jealous of somebody else.
That's a good point. Yeah. Cheyenne, thanks so much for the comment. That's really funny. Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you want to add to the conversation?
Just that I think that kids are really worth it. I'm a teacher and a mom, and I think it's always worth it to have kids. There's nothing more worthwhile in my entire life than having children and being around children.
So do you?
They are the future, right?
So do you feel bad for people who don't have kids?
Sometimes. I feel like they don't have anybody who's ever going to take care of them or spend time with them on the holidays. I mean, to be alone, is it worth it?
Well, but to because you don't have kids doesn't mean you're alone. There are a lot of people that don't have kids. My aunt and uncle don't have kids. And they have the very rich, full lives. They both just retired. And so they decided, you know what, we're going to go live in New York City for a year. But prior to that, they're always doing stuff. And my uncle does theater and my aunt opened a business. And like, they are never lonely or alone. They have an incredible community of people.
Yeah, and plus also having kids doesn't necessarily mean that anybody's going to take care of you when you're older. I'm not banking on that with my kids. They barely take care of me now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right, and there's nothing that she loves more than a good scream park. It's time for Are You Smarter Than Katie? That's right. If you ever see Katie out and about, scare her. She loves it.
Please do not do that.
No?
I will punch.
Oh. Okay.
You know that's true. Yeah.
I meant don't scare her.
Yeah, there you go.
She scares very easily. Let's talk this morning to Steven. Good morning, Steven.
Good morning.
All right. You are caller 17, and you have the most soothing voice I've ever heard. $380 is the jackpot, and you've already got yourself the Scream Park passes just by playing. You ready to launch into 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question 1. K-pop Demon Hunters was a massive hit for Netflix, so naturally there's now talk about turning it into a live-action theatrical release. Well, the creator of the movie said he does not want that to happen. We'll see if it does. Name 2 of the 3 members of Huntrix.
Oh.
3 seconds.
I don't
3.
Know.
All right. Question 2. Kevin is shook. Question 2. Taylor Swift has, once again, broken more music records. Besides the fact that her new album sold 4 million copies already, it owns all 12 spots on the Billboard Top 12, which has never happened, with The Fate of Ophelia at number 1. What Shakespeare play is Ophelia from?
Othello.
Question three, right-wing podcasting conspiracy theorist and human hemorrhoid Alex Jones lost his lawsuit against the Sandy Hook parents when he said that the mass shooting there was fake, and he had to pay $1.4 billion. He appealed that all the way to the Supreme Court, and he just lost that too. What state is Sandy Hook Elementary School in?
Oh, is it Massachusetts?
Question four. Dua Lipa has pulled different local artists up on stage with her in each city she's stopped in during her tour. Sunday, she was in San Francisco and was joined on stage by Green Day and sang Wake Me Up When September Ends with them. What album was that song on? Was it American Idiot, Nimrod, or Warning?
American Idiot.
Question five. The final season of Stranger Things starts next month, and there has been a rumor that each episode will be over 2 hours long, and that is not true. One of the creators confirmed that the first episode will be 1 hour and 8 minutes, the second episode will be 54 minutes, and the third will be 1 hour and 6 minutes. What is the total runtime of those three episodes?
3 hour and 10 minutes.
All righty. Kevin, can you bring Katie back in here? And Steven, what do you do for a living?
I work for a school.
What do you do for the school?
I'm a teaching aide.
You're a teaching aide. All right. Is this high school, middle school, elementary school?
High school.
High school. Do we get to know what won?
No.
Oh. Home of the fighting.
Secret.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Steven's going on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Have you seen K-Pop Demon Hunters yet?
Yes, I've seen it many times.
I don't know. You don't like movies, so I don't know.
Whoa.
It's
not a movie.
Right.
Because of how popular it is, there's, of course, talk of turning it into a live-action theatrical film.
Okay.
The creator
doesn't
of the movie.
Seem like we need it, but.
The creator of the film says, please don't do that. He doesn't want that to happen.
Why?
Probably because of what you just said. We don't need that.
We don't.
We don't need that. Name two of the three members of Huntrix.
Rumi and Zoe.
Yes. That is correct. Mira is
Mira.
The other one. Hanmoon. Question two.
Sanja boy.
This is crazy. Even if you're a Taylor Swift hater, you have to be impressed with this. Besides the fact that she already sold 4 million copies of her new album, her album owns all 12 spots on the Billboard Top 12. Which has never happened before.
Good for her.
The Fate of Ophelia, of course, is number one. What Shakespeare play is Ophelia from?
Hamlet.
Hamlet is correct. Hamlet's girlfriend drowns herself. Spoiler alert.
Oh, boy.
Question three. Alex Jones, your favorite right-wing podcaster.
Well, my favorite thing about Alex Jones is how much it sounds like he's gurgling rocks.
Most likely to have a heart attack.
The fact that he high school is a superlative. Heart attack.
Yeah.
He looks like a heart attack.
He looks like a clogged artery.
Yeah.
Anyway, though, he was sued by the Sandy Hook Elementary School parents.
Good.
Because he kept saying that the mass shooting there was fake and their kids either never existed or whatever. It was awful what he said. And he had to pay them $1.4 billion. And because he is human garbage, he appealed that all the way to the Supreme Court. And breaking news, he just lost that too. What state is Sandy Hook Elementary School in?
Ooh, Vermont? No.
Connecticut. Question four, Dua Lipa on this new tour. Every city she stops in, Jonas Brothers did this too. They pull a local artist that's in the area up on stage as a special guest. On Sunday, she was in San Francisco and she pulled Green Day up on stage with them.
Oh.
Well, it was Billy Joel Armstrong, I think, or it was either Green Day or just Billy Joel Armstrong from Green Day. And they sang Wake Me Up When September Ends together. What album was that song on? Was it American Idiot, Nimrod, or Warning?
I only know American Idiot, so I'm going to say that. Okay.
You remember Dookie?
Oh, Dookie.
Question five.
I remember it, but I wish I didn't.
There's a lot of rumors going around that every episode of Stranger Things' last season is going to be over 2 hours long. That is not true. The creator, one of the creators of the show, even gave the run times of the first couple episodes. Listen to these numbers. The first episode is going to be 1 hour and 8 minutes.
Okay.
The second episode will be 54 minutes.
Okay.
And the third episode will be 1 hour and 6 minutes.
Okay.
What's the total runtime there?
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. 4, 12, 15, 16, 17, 18. Oh.
3 seconds.
Stop.
All right.
9, 10, 11, 3, 12, 13, 14. 2, 1. Stop it. Okay. 198.
Can I get that broken down into, is she right?
198?
What am I supposed to do in hours?
Yeah. Now you're making me get my calculator.
No, that's part of it. She has to do that herself.
Okay, well, you know what?
Hold on a second.
F you guys.
No.
You're the one that didn't convert it to the right unit.
You're not the right unit.
It's fine. You didn't get it right anyway.
Yeah. That turns into 3.3 hours.
3 hours and 8 minutes is the answer. Ooh. Steven, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes, you are.
Good thing you didn't say where you were.
What is it about Steven's voice that is just like ASMR?
I love it.
I love it too. But anyway, Steven, you got 1. Katie got 3. Katie wins. That means that tomorrow the jackpot is 400. Unbelievable. But Steven, you got yourself some passes to the Sacramento Scream Park. And what is it that you want to tell us?
I am definitely not smarter than Katie,
but today.
I'm glad I got my Scream Park ticket.
Yes.
You're going to be screaming.
I want to hear Steven scream so badly.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we want to know, what is this thing that a celebrity said they dumped their boyfriend for because it made her feel bad about herself? It was not him saying anything negative about her body. It wasn't him saying anything at all. So what was it? Well, first of all, the celebrity was Jenna Bush, who is George W. Bush's daughter. Turns out she's kind of a celebrity now, although I'm not quite sure why, but I know that she goes on
The View or something.
Yeah, she's a lot of like guests. She's a guest host on like The View and Good Morning America. And I don't know, maybe she's got a podcast. Everybody has a podcast. But anyway, though, she was telling a story after it came up on the show for another segment about when she dumped a boyfriend of hers in college. Here's the clip.
I was dating a skinny fella. Getting ready for class. He put on my jeans and they fit. And that was the beginning of the end.
That was it.
That was the beginning of the end.
This is not going to work.
Oh, I can't be bigger than you.
But I did. These are not.
Okay, so how would it make you feel, though, if your boyfriend or your husband could fit into your pants?
I am sort of forced to live in a world where my boyfriend can fit into my pants. Because I have thick thighs, pretty eyes, and a big butt.
Okay.
I also am very attracted to a lean, muscular man.
Right.
So for me to have the body type that I like the most in my partner, it means they're going to fit into my jeans.
I mean, I don't think you've ever, as long as I've known you, had a relationship with somebody who couldn't, right?
No, and okay. D'Lo is by far has the best body of anybody I've ever been in a relationship with, so he's definitely fitting in these pants.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Are they too big for him?
That's mean. You could just assume that.
I'm just, what? That's meaner.
No.
That's way meaner what he said.
They probably would be a little baggy. Yeah.
Because little in the middle, but you got much back.
right.
That's why I am a thick boy.
Yeah.
So I don't think I have ever been able to, nor I don't do I think, because I'm the exact same as Katie, except the other way around, that I'm more attracted to a leaner girl. Kevin, how would you feel about this? If you were with a woman, would you be okay with her, you guys having interchangeable pant sizes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, we would fit in each other's pants, and we would share our jeans like the traveling girls of pants.
What?
The sisterhood of the
sisterhood of traveling pants.
You want to be with...
Why not? We'll save money on pants, and it makes us both feel good. Like, hey, babe, can I borrow your pants today? Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Text message we got into 909-1065. I would dump them too. I couldn't date somebody shorter than me either. Wow. Another one. My boyfriend cannot fit in my jeans. My butt and thighs are a lot bigger than his, and I would prefer it that way.
Wow.
And
so
he can fit
in her jeans, or he cannot? Her boyfriend...
She said cannot.
Oh, okay.
Because she's too big for him. Like, he's much smaller.
Okay. So she's saying they'd be too baggy.
Correct.
On him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin, it's interesting to hear you say that.
I mean, what about cup size? Like bra size? Because mine is a 34B.
You're a third. Okay. I don't. What?
Katie, you gotta get your friend.
What do you mean? I measured it at Victoria's Secret.
Hold on. Kevin, can I talk to you for a second?
What?
There aren't many people who listen to this show.
Right.
But there are some, and you know that people can hear you, right?
Good. I'll say it to the clouds.
Okay.
Okay. So you...
You got your...
Would you feel... Okay, let's... Would you feel good or bad if you and your girlfriend had the same cup size?
I would feel bad.
Why?
Because it means what?
That means her cup size is the same as mine.
Okay,
and
which
I
means
don't
they're
have
too
any.
Small.
Yes.
Okay, so you would want a girl that is
busty,
well endowed.
Well endowed.
Okay, so I don't think you're a 34B.
How big is that?
I think you're a 36B.
Is that bigger?
It's bigger around.
What a bitch.
Why are you holding a dimple?
Because my boobs got smaller, okay?
You have been losing weight.
Thank you. And you putting it two sizes up, I'm pissed.
And as we all know, unfortunately, ladies always lose it in their chest
first. That's right.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing.
your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
Everybody knows that Halloween is a horror movie about Michael Myers stalking and killing babysitters. And over the weekend, we had some real life Halloween horror in our life. And it was truly a terrifying experience. My wife and I, our kids are at the age, or our oldest at least, is at the age where he can now babysit his siblings. He's 13, so my wife and I actually found the time to go out on a date, and we went and saw a movie. While we're at the movie theater, I get on my phone three Ring doorbell notifications, bing, 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 on top of each other. And remember, my kids are home alone, my 13-year-old is in charge, and I'm looking at the video, and the first video is somebody wearing like almost like a trench coat type coat, long coat, with, I don't know if it was a mask or just like a hood up or something like that at the front door, and they're putting something on our front porch. The second video, and if you've ever seen a Ring doorbell, you can go seamlessly from one video right into the next video. It just jumps. And then the next video is my son outside the house, standing on the front porch, looking around for the person who did it.
Okay.
That's the point where I started to freak out.
Sure.
And then the next video, somebody, a man, a grown man, coming into my house.
What?
Now, the person that was coming into the house, he was moving like at a pace where it didn't start recording until I could not see his face. It was just like his like half his body.
Has that.
Like, I know. It was
like weird,
like delay or something. Like it was just his arm and his back, but I could tell it was not my son.
Okay.
Walking into the house. And I'm looking at that, and my wife, Stacy, like sees it a little bit too, but she sees how effing panicked I am.
Of course.
And I immediately get up out of my seat and I run out of the movie theater to call home.
Right.
And I call home and nobody answers. And I am like teary eyed. I'm like hyperventilating. I'm about ready to like just walk back in and just yell like, Stacy, we got to go right now.
Yeah.
Cause we were about 20 minutes from home, at least 20 minutes from home. So I tried to call again. This time, my son picks up and he goes, hey.
What?
I go, what is going on? He goes, what do you mean? I go, at the front door. Who's in the house? He goes, oh, Grandrod's here.
That's their grandfather.
Apparently, what happened was the service in the movie theater wasn't great, and those notifications from Ring were apart from each other by about 15 minutes each. And what happened was we were boozed by a neighbor.
Oh,
which is where they go to your house and they leave a bottle of like wine or booze. Oh. You've been boozed at the front door. Then they leave a sign on the door saying you've been boozed.
And then you have to booze somebody else.
You have to booze somebody else.
Cute.
And so that happened. And when that happened, Connor did panic and did the right thing. And he took everybody upstairs and called his grandfather. Then his grandfather showed up. And when he pulled up to the front of the house, that was Connor walking out of the house
to see his
grandfather. And then the other video was his grandfather walking into the house. So, okay. Very different, but I was in a full court press of panic.
And was the reason that the neighbor was dressed like that because you're not supposed to know who boos you?
You're not supposed to know who boos you. Yes, it's all supposed to be anonymous and fun and stuff like that. Well, It wasn't fun, and I had to guzzle the alcohol the second I got home. But was that, I mean, what an unfortunate series of events.
Seriously.
To get notifications in a clump as opposed to, like, spaced apart. But even the first one would have freaked me out.
Well, yeah.
It freaked out Connor, too.
So how did he see the person?
He has the Ring doorbell app on his phone.
Okay.
So the doorbell went off, which freaked him out. And then he pulled up the Ring doorbell, saw that somebody dressed like the way that they were, just leave something on the porch.
What did he tell your stepdad?
He said, somebody's here. Somebody's at the door and they left something and I don't know what to do.
Oh, good
So
boy.
My grandfather, or my his grandfather immediately drove over to the house to investigate.
Oh, what a good kid.
Yeah. Thank God we got to that part, though, because I almost had a heart attack at Studio
course.
Movie Grill.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So, Hayley Williams, who's the lead singer of Paramore, was on a very popular podcast called Popcast. They talk about music, and she was asked a question about lyrics in one of her new songs to clarify something, and she didn't hold anything back. Now, I wanted to play for you the clip of the song that they are talking about, and then it goes right into the conversation about this clip.
I'll be the
You want to name names? Could be a couple. Could be a couple different.
It could be a couple, but I'm always talking about Morgan Wallen. I don't give a find me at Whole Foods. I don't care.
What'd you say?
Find me at Whole Foods, bitch.
That's funny.
I love Hayley Williams, and to be perfectly honest, I agree with her. I do. I also think Morgan Wallen is a racist. And that was kind of the end of the story. Morgan Wallen didn't respond, as far as I know. Like, there was no news or anything like that. It was just, there was the clip. It just existed. And that was it. Everybody moved on. Well, a certain sect of this country needs everything to be a fight about something. So they took it upon themselves as if they were all Morgan Wallen and got their panties in a bunch. Now, the leader of this group seems to be a gentleman by the name of Kid Rock. Okay. And over the weekend, a week removed from the story,
okay,
Kid Rock went on Fox News.
What?
Yes. Yes. Everything is a story. Everything's a big fight now, Katie. Everything is news.
Went on the news?
Went on the news. I mean, this is the world we live in now. I mean, this is slight sidebar, but Chapel Roan was attacked by the White House over the weekend because she said something on stage. And it's like, not everything needs to be responded to. I can't believe that in this story, Morgan Wallen's the bigger person than the president. But anyway, all right, I digress. So Kid Rock was on Fox News, and he turned into one of those memes that starts with nobody, blank space.
Okay.
Kid Rock has thoughts.
Okay.
Okay. And here's what Kid Rock had to say about the Morgan Wallen Hayley Williams feud.
You know, it's stupid. It's people who think they're cooler than art, though, that worry about their outfit every day, like, you know, some of these rock singers that live here in Nashville, Sandy names, or these, yeah, you know, chicks running around in their campuses with blue hair and, you know, their five nose rings.
Okay, can I tell you the best part of this audio? He thinks he is being hysterical.
I know!
He thinks, and he is delivering these lines. He's absolutely said all of this before.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And whatever hangers on always laughed when he did it, because he is delivering these...
You know what he sounds like? He sounds like your dad's friend that comes over for the Niners game and drinks too many garage beers and has thoughts.
Yeah.
And thinks he's being funny, but he also wants to give his hot take on something. Like, he couldn't sound like more of an old fuddy-duddy.
Also, you know what else is hysterical? Hearing Kid Rock talk about how anybody looks.
Oh, I know.
Kid Rock looks like a used rag.
Yes.
Okay. One that you use when you're changing oil.
Right.
Okay.
He looks like somebody who is in a Podunk Town's 4th of July float.
Like he has like 7 stringy pieces of hair left.
Right.
That he just let sort of just drape down his face.
Kid Rock looks like if they made a movie about defrosting a caveman and then making him run for president. Like that's what, and the best line is, Haley Williams responded to the Kid Rock thing and says, I remember being a little kid in Mississippi, and the first time I heard Ball with the Ba, I thought it was dangerous and cool. And my, how the turntables have turned.
Good for her.
Like he just sounds like such a dork, like an old man dork.
With their 5 nose rings.
These rock stars that care about how they look.
No, he said rock singers.
Rock singers, even worse.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like, you know in Hocus Pocus, when the bad guys come and take Max's shoes?
Yeah.
And the way that they talk, and they think that like, because back then it was cool to be like, I'm a rap star.
Yeah, that's totally it. I bet if we took off Kid Rock's stupid effing fedora, we'd find ice in the back of his head. And no, that's not a political statement, White House. That's from Hocus Pocus. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's Wake Up Call Concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.